Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today we're talking all about summer fun. But now, Olivia, I know you like to bring up the quarter miles because that's a great way for us to look at different destinations, different states, and how we can go there and have a lot of vacation fun.
Yep, and at the least, you get some trivia along the way, which might be useful, you know, at trivia night. So
that
we're
is
glad
true.
To help you there.
That is true. It's twofold, because when you're on vacation, a lot of times you're looking for those games and things to play. So, hey, trivia, state trivia with the state quarters.
There you go. And if you remember, a couple weeks ago, we had a four-parter on New Mexico.
Yeah.
So we were starting to head out west, so I figured why not go a little bit further with Arizona.
Oh, Arizona is a good one. And in talking about the sun, hey, if you're looking, if you're sun lovers,
it's
Arizona.
It's intense out there.
It definitely is. So what did you find out about the quarter miles for Arizona?
The Arizona State Quarter was engraved by Joseph Mena, and it features an image of the Grand Canyon in the background and a saguaro cactus in the foreground to show that they're in two separate locations. So you're not going to find them at the same place, just so you know.
Right. Don't go looking.
Yes. And also a banner reading the Grand Canyon State. So if the Grand Canyon is on your bucket list, Arizona is a great place to go and experience it. And the saguaro bloom is Arizona State flower, so that explains why it's also on the quarter.
Well, absolutely. And the Grand Canyon is definitely on a lot of people's list of must-do things to go and see. And no wonder, because it is one of the seven natural wonders of the world. It covers more than 1.2 million acres in northwest Arizona. That's large.
Yes, it is. And the canyon was sculpted by the Colorado River. It's 6,000 feet deep at its deepest point and 18 miles wide at its widest point.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it's visited by more than 4 million people every year. There's a lot to see, and I figured you could go check out the Southern Rim Historic Grand Canyon Village in Coconino County.
Well, there are many buildings of historic significance there, so you can definitely go and check out a lot of different things in that area. What are some other things that are there?
You'll see the El Tovar, the first major structure that opened as a hotel in 1905 and still serves as a hotel today. So these are some great places you can stay if you want to wake up and see the Grand Canyon first thing in the morning.
Absolutely.
Yes, and it has 78 guest rooms, fine dining, and it's also open to the public as just a place to relax and enjoy the scenery. So you don't have to be a guest there to check out the lodge.
And I like that it's only 78 guest rooms, which says to me it has a little bit of sort of an intimate feeling as well as being historic.
Yes, and then right nearby is the Hoppy House, which also opened in 1905. Mm-hmm. And its architecture reflects an adobe pueblo used by Hopi Native Americans. And it's offering authentic Native American arts and crafts, jewelry, Navajo rugs, authentic pottery to visitors, as well as a museum with quality artifacts that you can check out.
Well, you know, that's one of the fascinating things that I really love about going out west, and it's in particular states like New Mexico as well as Arizona, is all of the Native American arts and crafts that you can find out there. I mean, there's tons of it that reflect all of the various tribes of the Native Americans.
Yes, and they've been there for hundreds, thousands of years.
Thousands and thousands of years. Amazing history. There's also the Lookout Studio talking about things to buy there, crafts and things that are replicas of some of the things that you may see that are the Native American arts and crafts. It's a gift shop with a lookout point that's perched on the very edge of a rim, providing sort of these amazing views. And you can take your own photographs there, but they also sell photographs and books there as well. Rocks and fossils, specimens, and all kinds of souvenirs and things you can find right there at that gift shop.
Yes, and another place you can stay is the Bright Angel Lodge, which was built kind of as a lower cost option than El Tovar. It features two historic cabins as well, one of which belonged to Bucky O'Neill, who was killed with Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Riders in Cuba. So there's some history there.
Interesting history.
Yes, and the lodge also features a gift shop, two restaurants, and an ice cream fountain. Sounds nice if you're going to be out in the desert.
Yeah, it does. That's a great way to cool off. Talking about overheating, ice cream is always a good thing, and a bottle of water along with it.
Yes, that's important too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then what other things there?
Now, there are two kind of watchtowers and outposts that are a little bit further from the main village, but they provide some really great views. There's Hermit's Rest, which serves as an outpost and provides visitors with views different from in the village. It contains a snack bar, gift shop and is accessed only by hiking, bicycling, or an in-park tour bus.
Very interesting. You know, hiking is one of the things that people like to do there, as well as just, you know, kind of taking a bike or things like that around. And of course, just taking a leisurely walk as well.
Yes. And if you want to keep up to date with the trails, the safety of them, their conditions, just check out the National Park Service website. They've got lots of great information on the Grand Canyon, so you can just stay up to date if you want to do some hiking or even camping.
Well, yeah, you definitely want to stay up to date on some of the conditions because you can have those flash floods there too. So you really want to be aware of what's going on, especially if you're going out without a guide.
Right. And finally, in the village a little further away is the Desert View Watchtower, modeled after ancient Pueblo watchtowers. And it offers 360-degree views of the Painted Desert, San Francisco Peaks, Vermilion Cliffs, and more. And the walls of the watchtower, you have to climb up some stairs, so keep that in mind too, feature murals by a Hopi artist.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Those are great to see. And that's one of the things that people really like to go and see, is that Painted Desert in particular. Very, very iconic.
Exactly. And finally, checking out the other half of the quarter is the saguaro cactus. There's a saguaro national park in Tucson, which is home to the nation's largest cacti and the universal symbol of the American West. So if you think of cacti in cartoons or just in posters, you're probably thinking of the saguaro cactus. And they can grow to be more than 40 feet tall and can live between 100 and 200 years.
That is amazing. I mean, that is something to go see just because of that.
Yes, and they're also culturally important to the Tohono O'odham Nation. They harvest ripe saguaro fruit in the spring to make wines, jams, and jellies. And the saguaro wine is used during Nawait I'i, a rain ceremony. So it's significant there as well.
Well, you know, that's really important to keep in mind as well, because there are these ceremonies and festivals that take place throughout the year. And sometimes the public is open to come and see them as well. But then there are some ceremonies that are quite sacred and are just kept within the tribe and within the pueblos.
Yes, and another important part of them is that after the cacti die, their woody ribs can be used to build roofs, fences, and parts of furniture. So you may be able to check out some examples of that.
Well, you know, it just reminds me of some of the things that I hear down on Sapelo when the Geechee Gullah folks talk about, you know, their community being a make-do community, that nothing is ever wasted and everything in nature can have multiple purposes. So it seems the same thing with the Native Americans. That's really cool to hear that.
It really is cool. And you can also take some scenic drives that have picnic areas and petroglyphs on the route that you can check out. And of course, there are plenty of walking trails that can be hiked. As short as 1 or 2 miles, or you can make them longer if you want to as well. And you're going to get some great views along the way. But again, check the National Park Service website to keep up to date on the condition of those trails.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because again, if you're going out on your own without a guide, you definitely need to carry the water along so that you can stay hydrated. Make sure that you check the weather reports and that you have somewhat of a map as well, so you know where you're going.
Yeah, it's really important that you mention water, because there aren't a lot of sources for water on these routes either. So make sure you bring plenty of bottled water so you never have to worry about running out.
Exactly, exactly. But then there are some other things that we can do in Arizona too. I mean, we can stay in that area. It sounds great to me. I want to go out just from hearing all the different things that you can do. But what are some other things? If we're in Arizona, maybe we can zip over and do them as well.
There's a giant meteor crater from 50,000 years ago.
What?
Near,
wow.
Winslow, near old Route 66. So you can see this huge meteor crater. There's a desert botanical garden in Phoenix with 140 acres of beautiful desert flowers, which
love
are very
that.
Unique.
Yeah, I would love to see those.
Yes, and there's the Montezuma Castle National Monument in Camp Verde, with well-preserved dwellings that date back to 1100 to 1425 AD.
Wow, so just a little bit of everything. You know, these quarters really do get us inspired to go traveling, and I'm loving our quarter miles because I'm ready to go to Arizona just from hearing all these things that are on a quarter. So inspired, so inspired. And this brings us to the end of the show, so I hope that you guys are inspired as well and that you would check out some of these things. And remember to stay healthy, stay safe as you're having your summer vacations. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. And definitely check out their website, because when we talk about sunny vacation spots where you can go and have fun this summer, definitely down on Sapelo Island. So check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. www.thehoppyhouse.com. And also make sure that you guys join us again when we talk about more great travel tips and travel destinations. Thanks for joining us today. Bye-bye.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving.